It's New Music Dublin Week on Culturefile, and this time we're meeting one of the busiest duos of the festival. Nick Roth and Matthew Jacobson play together in the band Redivider, but they also run Diatribe, a record label that takes in a similarly wide swathe of new music as the festival, from traditional to electronic and improv. Culturefile visited Diatribe HQ to hear about the seven Yes Seven albums they released this week and the seven Yes Seven gigs that accompany them.
It's just maybe a certain aesthetic, a belief in, okay, we like this music and we think all of this music is good.
My name is Matthew Jacobson, one of the directors of Diatribe Records.
Our kind of raison d'etre was always just like, let's make good music. And we both have very eclectic tastes in music, so we've tried to represent artists that are doing something that's pushing the boundary of whatever area of music they find themselves in.
I'm Nick Roth.
Is a record label in 2020?
I think for me it's a place where music comes together. Yes, it's also a physical production house in that we make CDs, we make vinyls, but it's more a kind of a curatorial position. We're bringing together a lot of artists and composers under one umbrella. And that's really what the record label represents. It's a certain take on what music means right now.
So tell us about this thing you're doing with New Music Dublin, because obviously putting out a record every now and then wasn't difficult enough, and so you've decided to, the way to up the game a bit is to put out a bunch of records at the same time.
We have released records in sets before, but we've always done sets of four. So New Music Dublin is a bigger step up. We're releasing seven records over five concerts in one weekend. Morton Feldman's For John Cage by Dara Morgan and John Tilbury. Dara and Jonah are two of the world's leading specialists and interpreters of Feldman's music. So, I mean, Feldman and Cage had a very close personal relationship. They famously met in the foyer of a concert hall. The audience had responded very unfavorably to a Webern performance, and they couldn't stand it, so they both kind of walked out in disgust, not at the music, but at the audience's response to it. And then they were kind of very close for the rest of their lives. Feldman wrote a lot of pieces that were dedications to friends. And so for John Cage, it's quite a strange Feldman piece, actually. I mean, it has all of the kind of the hallmarks of Feldman's music, which are the repetitive cells and, you know, the sparse textures. But there's also a lot of single line moving parts that you don't really find in other pieces.
Away Alone at Last by Lina Andonovska. So this is a solo record by Australian flautist Lina Andonovska. Lina was originally in Ireland to work with the Crash Ensemble a couple of years ago, and I think everyone in Ireland was so blown away by her musically and as a person that she ended up getting quite a lot of work and she ended up staying here. So we had kind of talked about doing stuff together, and Nick wrote a piece for her and a few different composers had been commissioned to write pieces for her, and this is kind of a collection of that. And so there's pieces by Dunica Dennehy, Barry O'Halpin, by Nick, by Judith Ring. The record is called Away Alone at Last. When I heard the masters quite recently, I was really blown away by the sound. I think if you think of like a solo flute album, you may not think of a really, really big sound. This doesn't sound like a solo flute album. It's very big. Benjamin Dwyer, What is the Word?
The whole record is kind of a homage to Beckett. There are two suites of solo works, the six residua for solo violin, and there's a great essay accompanying the work as well, where he quotes something that Beckett wrote in a letter, where he says, "And what of silence itself? Is it not waiting for its musician?" And I think that he's really found a way of breaking that silence with this record.
So Saturday night is our triple bill, three of the groups that are, I guess, mostly improvised music or more heavily focused on improvised music. Redivider, Mirror Nation. Music that we've been playing for about the last 4 years, I'd say most of it. We decided to put just a greater emphasis on improvising because it was what we had all spent a lot of time doing anyway, and we're all really comfortable in that situation.
So we spent the last few years playing like that, then went into the studio and did that and just basically recorded it, made an album out of it afterwards, which can be a nice approach.
Yeah, I think it was definitely the least prepared we've been for going into the studio, and it's definitely our best record. Babs Microbe.
Free improv group from the UK. They've released a couple of albums previously on the Loop Collective in London. Great improvisers. They're quite into drone, slow build, lots of processing. It's the kind of music that you listen to, I think you really get lost in it, and you sometimes don't even know where some of the sounds are coming from.
Guillaume Orti and Stéphane Payen, Volume 1. Two incredible French saxophonists who've been playing together for decades. Again, as with Lena's record, you wouldn't think it would be such a satisfying musical experience, but just the diversity, the way they explore the instruments, the range of styles, their exceptional virtuosity as well, and the way they play together, they have a very close sound. Xenia Pestova-Bennett, Atomic Legacies. So it's Xenia Pestova-Bennett, and she's a pianist, and it's her compositions, but the piece is written for something called the Magnetic Resonance Piano, which is created by a group called Instrument Lab. Essentially what it is like an e-bow, which is like a magnetic resonator, on every string of the piano. So it makes the piano look like a kind of cyborg robot piano. And that causes the string to vibrate and release the overtones or the harmonic series from each string. But then the pianist can actually control the way that the overtones are sounding through light sensors on the keys of the piano.
I think it's going to put us in a really strong place. We were talking about this earlier, and sure, we'd like to think people would know about the label anyway, but it's still surprising sometimes when we talk to people who would even know the records that we've released and would be like, yeah, I love that record. I've never heard of Diatribe. It's like they just know about the music and because of some of the artists we've worked with. So I think the idea of having a Diatribe stage at a festival like New Music Dublin will hopefully just get the name of the label out there a little bit more.
Nick Roth and Matthew Jacobson of Diatribe Records there, and consult newmusicdublin.ie for all the dates for the Diatribe stage at the NCH in Dublin.